Good evening, brothers and sisters in Christ. We are now reaching the very last days of the end of this age. And every day brings us closer to our Lord Jesus Christ. And we shall now study the scriptures to know what it's like. As we have just read, a days of Lot, they ate, they drank, they bought, and they sold. They planted, they builded. This is all legitimate and legal affairs. We all must eat, must drink, and must work. But the people of Sodom and Gomorrah were too preoccupied with their daily life. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. So the story of this passage comes from the son of Haran, who is Lot, Abraham's nephew. He departed from Haran for Canaan, and owing to a severe famine, they moved to Egypt and thenceforward to Canaan. While in Canaan, there was a dispute between the herdsmen of Abram and Lot. And because of this dispute, Abraham thought it best that they separate, go on their separate ways. Now, Lot chose cities of the plain. And this was a very fertile, beautiful plain, very prosperous. And he pitched his tent towards Sodom, very cosmopolitan and a very popular city, with all the entertainment and all the vices there. But in Genesis 13, verse 13, we are told that the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. Abraham continued to dwell in the land of Canaan. Lot went over nearer to Sodom and Gomorrah. And while there, the Canaanite kings came and captured Lot, and his family and his possessions were all confiscated. But Abraham rescued Lot and retrieved all his belongings, including his womenfolk. Now, this was the first test for Lot to reconsider whether it was the right move to live so near to Sodom and Gomorrah. Yes, the rescue of Lot by Abraham should remind Lot of the gracious mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, two angels and the pre-incarnate Jesus Christ, the three visitors, visited Abraham, and they revealed to Abraham of the imminent destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. The Lord said in Genesis 18:20, the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and their sin is very grievous. The soul that sinners, God must punish. And the evil acts of the Sodom and Gomorrah citizens were so evil that God had to take action. And there was a very grievous sin. And God revealed to Lot, revealed to Abraham that he was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah because of their wickedness and the evil in that city. So, Abraham interceded for the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. Of course, his nephew was in mind. that he wanted to tell God, would you destroy the whole city, even though there were 50 righteous people? And he went down from 50 to 45 to 40 to 30 to 20. And finally, he ended up, Lord, would you destroy even there were 10 righteous person in the city? Well, the Lord left the company of Abraham and left the two angels who were received by Lot in hospitality to stay in his home. Then while in the house, a mob gathered because they were evil men, all hell-bent on having sexual activity with these two visitors of Job, of Abraham. Well, so the evil men attacked the house of Lot and demanded the two men be sent out of the house. They were very lustful, wanting to have sexual relationship with the two visitors. Well, Lot counter-proposed that, you know, instead of these two, can I offer you my two virgin daughters? That was also another wrong move. However, the crowd was so vehement and so wild that they wanted to break down the door. But the two visitors, who are angels, they intervened. They blinded all those who attacked the house of Lot. The mission of the two angels to save Lot and his loved ones revealed to us the grace and mercy of God. In every trial, in every dangerous situation, God is always intervening for us. Genesis 19:13 says, the angel said, we will destroy this place because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is waxen great before the face of the Lord. And the Lord has sent us to destroy it. The two angels made an urgent plea to Lot. He says, Lot, we are going to destroy this place. Please bring out from this place your sons, sons-in-law, daughter, and others. When Lot reached out to his sons-in-law, they to tell them that you must flee from this immediate, the imminent destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. But the sons-in-law rejected Lot's plea. They thought he was joking. Perhaps Lot did not have a high moral standing in the eyes of his sons-in-law. So his testimony was not great enough for them to believe in him. So what has happened is that Lot, who was asked to sit at the gate to adjudge cases, he stayed in Sodom and Gomorrah. But we are told that he hearing and seeing all the evil deeds of the Sodom and Gomorrah citizens, he was vexed. We are told in 2 Peter, 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 8 to 10. And delivered Lot, just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked, and that the righteous Lot himself, staying there in Sodom and Gomorrah, daily seeing and hearing the evil deeds that they do, the evil thoughts that they do, well, he was so vexed in his righteous soul. And so therefore, he could understand why Sodom and Gomorrah need to be punished. So we have here the sons-in-law were warned by the angels through Lot that they must leave this place because it's going to be destroyed. But they thought it was a joke. Well, Lot, having been warned by the angels, he procrastinated because life was so good in Sodom and Gomorrah. How could he leave such a beautiful place, prosperous and then and fertile plains and good weather? So he procrastinated. He lingered. He hesitated. He procrastinated. He just was very reluctant to leave straight away. But the angels who knew of the danger and the imminent danger that shall come to them grabbed hold of Lot, his wife, and two daughters. The merciful Father in heaven delivered them before fire and brimstone destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. The two angels instructed Lot. He said to them, "Escape for thy life. Look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed." Again, Lot doubted the angels and was reluctant to leave this prosperous, pleasant country which he stayed with for some time. So he asked to escape to Zoar. "Please don't take me far away to the mountain and all that. I cannot make the journey." But then the instruction was very clear cut. "Look not behind, neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed." So Lot once more doubted God's plan for him. And then fire and brimstone fell upon Sodom and Gomorrah. And while it was falling down, fire and brimstone, Lot's wife was full of emotion and regret that they had to leave their beautiful house, their beautiful friends, all their wealth and everything had to be left behind. She looked back and then she became a pillar of salt. Now, having heard all this from God's infallible inerrant word, how should we then live? You remember throughout all this, God remembered Abraham. God's mercy and long suffering was evident to Lot, but he rejected it. He did not heed the warning of God. He had doubt and hesitation. So now, dear brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus has said that we are living in the last days, and this is the end of the age. And the Lord Jesus says that there will be wars and rumors of wars, there will be pestilences, there will be earthquakes in diverse places. And all these signs are just a prelude to the utter destruction of the earth by fire. So when you hear God's warning, now as we plead with our friends, our relatives, and our colleagues, that they would escape from the wrath of God and come to the Lord Jesus Christ, that he could shed his precious blood for them to cleanse them from their sin. And Jesus is the only way, the truth, and the life. And they should enjoy eternal life with God. So how should we then live? Daily pray for them, plead with them, and having heard the word warning of God, please do not delay further. You who have to pass the message of salvation and the person who receives the message of salvation, let us react quickly. And then we are to watch and pray. The coming of the Lord Jesus is like a thief in the night. We do not know when or how, but we are to watch and pray. So ourselves, may we daily strive to be more holy and godly and prepare ourselves to meet with our Maker. Be diligent and found of Him without spot and blemish. Let us close with a word of prayer. Father, these are evil days. These are the last days where we shall be consumed by fire if we do not heed your warning. And may we flee to Jesus Christ, our Savior, Redeemer, Master, and Friend. Lord, may thou help every one of us to watch and pray and to be able to stand before Jesus, washed in his precious blood, unashamed, and that we should always be anxious to reach out to friends, relatives who have not known thee, of the imminent danger of the end of this age, where you'll be destroyed by fire. Help us, Lord, to plead with them, to be persistent, and never be ashamed of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless this word to our hearts, dear Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.